With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Back to the Buffalo Abbey. My name is Eric, and today we're going to be doing Flogger's Advent Whiskey Calendar Day 26. Or 26, Jesus, there's not even 26 options here, so I don't know where that came from. I saw a 2 and I got nervous, and then I said a 6 after that, made no sense. Apologies. I've clearly been drinking too much today. So we're going to be doing Flogger's Advent Calendar Day 22, deuce, deuce, and we'll see how this one goes. I am not sure what this is. We've been jumping around quite a bit, and the last whiskey that we reviewed was a bourbon from Washington State, from Seattle, from Woodinville, and it was a port-finished product. So I'm going to kind of reset that palate once more. And we'll see where we go from there. Probably should have cut that out, but that's fine. It's raw. Doing this raw. So you all know what we go through here. This one's light, man. This is like a hay light. Immediately when I see a light whiskey, I go right to overseas. I go to Irish, I go to Scotland, I go to Japan, I go to Korea, Chinese, newly Chinese. Go to single malt product, generally speaking. And the reason why that is very prominent is because they use X bourbon or X something casks in their maturation process. American whiskey, it's required to be a new char American oak. So you take a freshly cut down tree, you put it into a cask, and you basically burn the hell out of the inside of it. And that burning process, and it being new, creates a caramel filter. And that is what interacts with the whiskey, which makes it a very deep color for that grows as it ages. With whiskey from overseas, the color is much lighter because they use an X cask. So something that had bourbon in it previously that was shipped over there, since bourbon laws require us to use a new char American oak, we have a lot of barrels that we can't use anymore. So distilleries in Scotland and Ireland will buy X Maker Mark barrels, ship over there, and then they can use that in their process to give them that vanilla caramel traditional American bourbon notes in their product. So immediately go to that, watch, I'm going to smell this, and this is going to be an American whiskey that's probably just super young. But that's why they do that process, or why generally it's a little bit lighter over there. Which is also why, funny note, that you see a lot of Scotch and Irish whiskeys put out their whiskey in a colored piece of glass, because generally people associate a lighter color product with something that's younger and cheaper, which doesn't necessarily correlate. So you see a lot of green bottles and like darker bottles over there to mask the color, because people think that a lighter whiskey is a little more off-putting. No more history lesson, let's smell it. This is not American. I will die on that hill. I am not sure what it is yet, but this is not American. The smell's very, very fresh, very green, very almost swampy, like a bog a little bit, where it's got this like almost like this sour fungal note, but not prominent enough for me to think that this is definitively scotch. A lot of the fungal notes and the medicinal notes and the iodine notes I associate with like the seaside over in Scotland. But I'm not getting that type of fungal or medicinal note. This is more of like a... Honestly, this even makes me think that this isn't even barley. Like, this is some sort of rice product out of Japan or something like that. That's what this makes me think. I don't think it is, but that's almost what I'm smelling, where it's not traditionally what I smell for Irish and Scotch single malt. Nose. C. Taste. Ooh. Have you ever tasted something? Like, if you taste whiskey a lot, one, welcome to the club. It's called AA. We should go. If you taste whiskey a lot, there are situations where when you taste something, it triggers something in you to let you know that you've had this before and this is a familiar taste, but you cannot pinpoint it. That's where I'm at right now. This honestly tastes to me like buttered popcorn. Buttered popcorn, but with this, like, I don't know if it's licorice or, like, this is giving me movie theater vibes. Does that make sense? I don't know if I've ever said that for whiskey before. I don't know if you should say that for whiskey, to be honest. The tip of your tongue is giving you, like, this very sweet butter note. Then that's transitioning to, like, this corn, fresh grass. A little bit of fungal, but like not as much as you would associate with a single malt or like from Scotland. And then it's almost leaving as like this fungal slash licorice anise note, but it's very, very muted. So you're not tasting this and thinking you're drinking Zambuca. Like, that's not what I'm saying. This, it's got the characteristics that I associate with licorice or anise or that Zambuca taste. But it definitely isn't that, because those are very, very muted. But right off, like, this is giving me a lot of buttered toast, buttered popcorn, buttered roasted something. I think this is a bourbon. Or a corn focus. Now,
many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Is this like a grain whiskey? I feel like the difference for me of Scotch and Irish whiskey is I feel like Scotch gives me generally, I know that there are outliers to everything that I say, but generally speaking, Scotch gives me more of a full-bodiedness to it, where the oils of the Scotch whiskey generally coat my mouth and stick around for a while. Irish whiskey I tend to associate with more of a weaker, thinner product. I don't know if that's what this is. I traditionally, through this Flavier box, have been very harsh on Irish whiskey because I feel like the products that I've had here have lacked a lot of depth and body to them. So that's where I'm going with this. This doesn't traditionally remind me of a lot of Irish whiskey. This tastes a little bit like corn. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is like a very craft distillery that's making like 100% like a mellow corn. Like a mellow corn type note. But I think it's from overseas. The thing that's drawing me away from overseas is because I'm not getting that sea salt. But sea salt obviously is generally associated with the coast. And if you have something in mainland Ireland that is like on the east coast of Dublin, you're not going to have a lot of sea salt notes because it's not in the water. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go that it's a single grain Irish whiskey that maybe is like made in a copper pot still or something like that. Just because I know we talked a couple episodes ago about like smooth being a weird characteristic. This is giving me like very smooth, well-rounded. A lot of the impurities have been taken out, which makes me think that this is like double or triple distilled. And it's giving me a lot of the like butter, honey, sweet notes that really aren't punching through. So I can see this being like a mix of a malted, unmalted product or like a single grain product from Ireland. Probably aged like 6 years or something and probably around like $45. Let's see what this is. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Let's go, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the tasting lights. Please ensure your glasses are steady as we approach our next tasting destination, Dublin, Ireland. I got the friggin' city right, bro. Let's go. Below, you'll see glimpses of County Kerry's majestic coastline, where rolling sand dunes meet the Atlantic breeze, creating a habitat as unique. Just so you know, getting the city right is not an accomplishment. I can't name you any other cities in Ireland, really, so Dublin was the one and only option. If this was a multiple choice, it would have been Dublin for all A, B, C, and D. So I'm not really taking that to the bank. I'm kind of excited that it called Ireland, but don't give me any credit for Dublin. Just so you know. We actually had them at a Whiskey Riot, I think, and they gave me a shirt. Shirt with a big frog on the back. This is Natterjack. I don't know if I said that. Natterjack Irish Blend. So it is a blend. Natterjack Irish Whiskey Blend number one. It's 80 proof, which makes sense. It's very, very weak and thin. Natterjack is unique Irish whiskey with its toad at its heart. Okay, so we were kind of right. So crafted from 20% malted barley and 80% corn. That makes sense. I don't know if I said corn, but that's what I was thinking. But I don't really see a lot of corn-focused products over in Ireland and Scotland. So that's what made me think it was more on that grain side. That's why I said grain instead of like a single malt. Because I was getting a lot of corn influence, but I didn't know what distilleries actually used corn as their prominent feature. So that's pretty fascinating. And it's aged in American oak, char 4. Okay. Triple distilled. Got that right. That was wild. I think this is a more affordable option, which hopefully it is, and it would make more sense because, like I said, this tastes thin. This tastes weak. Not in a bad way. I'm not saying that is in a bad way. I don't know if I ever gave it a final rating. Final rating, I'm going to go 73. I'm not saying it in a bad way that it's weak and thin. I don't like my whiskey weak and thin, so I guess I am saying it in a bad way. But, like, I'm not saying this whiskey is not good because it's weak and thin. I just think that it's lacking a lot of characters that set it apart from the competition. What you all have to understand, too, is whiskey's a massively, I mean, it was like 6 years ago. It's steadied out quite a bit recently, but whiskey was a massively growing industry. I mean, it still is to some extent. Tequila kind of took over, but it was similar to like the craft brewing market where it just exploded and now you have a brewery on every corner. Same with distilling. So you have to make something that's different and distinct from your competitors. This does it by that corn, but corn is very weak. We talk about it all the time. Corn is generally a very lame grain to make whiskey with. And that's like the main requirement to making bourbon. But there's no tasting profiles there. Corn is just not a very impressive product to put in a whiskey because it's not giving you anything like an oat or a barley or a wheat or a rye would. Rye and wheat are flavoring grains. And barley kind of takes more of that like fruity note to it. Corn just kind of gives you bourbon. In dust. Like, it's just, it's not, I don't know. I'm very biased. $34.99 for this, a very affordable Irish whiskey option. That's exactly what you need for a product that tastes like this. Would you have it in your collection? Sure, if you want a cheap Irish whiskey. We talked a little bit ago from, what was that other Irish whiskey? Finbarra. I'll take this over Finbarra. It has a little bit more character to it. It's a little bit different, and it's the same price. I would take this in my collection over Finbarra, which kind of justifies my no, I wouldn't for the Finbarra product. Yeah! It's decent. It's nothing crazy, but they're not pricing it to be something crazy. The blended product, corn from Ireland, cool. That's it. You had this with me. Appreciate you joining me and tasting this. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments down below. And we will see you tomorrow for day 23 of the Advent Whiskey Calendar. I was recommended for responsibilities and don't let it grow.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.